Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome to Mama Char's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, because you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Char.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to Mama Char's house, early morning edition on a Wednesday. So glad y'all could stop in, especially if you're battling with hormones. We know. My late husband, when I went through menopause, said there was a reason that God called it menopause. So yes, for the 5 years I was on replacement therapy, hormone replacement therapy, he laid out my pill every day. And I understand why. So today we've got on our show our guest, Renee S. Roten. And Renee comes to us not only with an education that you would not believe the people that she's worked with, I'll tell you about that in a minute, but also by her own experience. And we know what I learned from my own experiences, you can't take away from me. If you tell me 2 + 2 = 4, until I count out 1, 2, 1, 2, I'm going to see it's 4. So I think that's how life experiences are with us too. Whatever we've learned through our experiences, we want others to know about too. So I'm going to unmute Renee's line, and then I'm going to read her bio, which is so impressive. You guys hang on to your hats about some of the people she's learned under. But Renee Roten is an integrative nutrition, health, and wellness coach and an advocate for woman's wellness. She is the author of 7 Steps to Complete Wellness, Secrets to Looking Good and Feeling Great Beyond 50. Her book lays out everything from eating healthy to engaging in healthier habits when it comes to relationships, friendships, careers, and or owning and operating a personal business. She is the health and wellness expert when it comes to teaching women how to create balance in their daily lives. Renee is passionate about sharing 4 simple solutions through nutrition, exercise, attitude, and lifestyle. But she likes to say just kneel down to a healthier and happier you. Renee studied over 100 different dietary theories, practical lifestyle management techniques, and innovative coaching methods with some of the world's top health and wellness experts. Her teachers included Dr. Andrew Will, director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Deepak Chopra, leader in the field of mind-body medicine, Dr. David Katz, director of Yale University's Prevention Research Center, Dr. Walter Willett, chair of nutrition at Harvard University, Janine Roth, best-selling author, expert on emotional eating, and many other leading researchers and nutrition authorities. She is a nutritional guru when it comes to healthy eating and living. She says current and up-to-date on what's happening in the health and wellness industry for healing the body with whole and natural foods, natural and organic products. Renee's conducts in-depth research on a regular basis and attends health and wellness conferences, seminars whenever time permits. As a motivator and role model, she has a unique connection with her audience that stems from her personal journey toward wellness. She shares a compelling personal story on how she was successful at shrinking her own uterine fibroids without the use of prescribed or over-the-counter medication. In addition, she succeeded at putting a squelching halt on her hot flashes, night sweats, mood swings, and brain fog without the use of hormone replacement therapy. She is definitely on a mission to educate, motivate, and inspire women all over the world to living a healthier and happier lifestyle through nutrition, exercise, attitude, and adopting healthier habits through simple lifestyle living. Are you with me, baby girl?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Awesome. You know, I hate to be so corny as to use this line, but where have you been all my life? You know, when I was going through menopause, I could have used you so much.
I was listening to you. I said, oh, my goodness, where have she been? I could have rescued her.
Absolutely. You have no clue. I mean, I love to tell this story. My late husband and I, you know, we were very close and we worked together. So mm-hmm. I was operation, he was sales. So he used to put my Permarin tablet on the edge of the dresser and he would say, "Here, honey pot, here's your woman pill." And so one day I was invited to a sales meeting, which he was sales. He did not know I was behind him when one of his partners said, "Yeah, we're going through menopause." And another younger guy kind of giggled and said, "We are going through menopause?" And my David said, "Oh, man, I put out that big pill every day on that dresser." Now, see, to the guys, he was being truthful.
Yeah.
Absolutely straight up truthful. To me, he was softening the blow. But when the guys kind of got that deer in the headlight look, he's like, "She's here, isn't she?" It's like, "Oh, yeah. Oh, honey pot, here's your woman pill." Yeah, but he was being truthful. I recall those days.
Yeah.
So I am so happy that someone like yourself has come around here, and very impressive mentors, I must say, to find an alternative way to beat the night sweats, the mood swings, the brain fog. I mean, the power surges. It's like, and I enjoyed your book, 7 Steps to Complete Wellness, Secrets to Looking Good and Feeling Great Beyond 50. But I know from your, you know, listing your mentors that you did this on experience and research. But yes. Could these apply to anyone of any age going through hormonal imbalances?
Yes, ma'am. They can definitely apply to both. They are based on real life experiences. This was my own experience, and I ran into so many people, women especially, who deal with this issue, and I wanted to be available to them. And so, yes, any age, because all of us have hormones within our body, and at times they happen to get out of balance, and it's simply due to our nutrition or what is going on in our everyday lives.
Okay, so could we apply this to men as well?
Men as well. Believe it or not, men have hormones, right? So men, their hormones do get out of balance, and they may call it something else, but it is, men do have imbalanced hormones. They may not believe that's what it is, but truly they do. Yes.
Okay, so can you tell us, what are some of your favorite foods that you would recommend for someone that might be hormonally imbalanced?
Some of my favorite foods, fruit, apples. Apple a day, I'm telling you, I kid you not, if you eat an apple, and I tend to go with the red apples and eat the skin, nuts and seeds, sunflower seeds, avocados, beans, black beans. These are simple foods that we can put in our diet every single day that can balance our hormones. And it works. It really works. It's really about nutrition. And that's why I talk so much about nutrition in my book. I talk about it so much on my site. I talk about it in every day life. Nutrition is the key to health and well-being, believe it or not.
And speaking of your site, I didn't mention it before. It's hormones, plural, hormonesbalancednaturally.com. And I threw that question in to you without prompting you. I was going to say that, but I'm so glad to hear that you didn't mention something that we all don't have access to. You know, I'm not a tofu eater. So if you had said tofu, you probably would have just lost me at that point. Or, you know, papaya. Some people can't get papayas, that kind of deal. So you were good about stepping up there and giving me things that I could buy at the grocery store and start doing every day. So these 7 steps, there's spiritual security, emotional fitness, physical wealth, intellectual intelligence, financial freedom, relationship and rest, nutritional makeover. I know on your wellness strategy session, you include all 7 of these
I'm sorry, what was the last part?
Okay, intercessions. Do you include all seven of these steps?
Every client of mine is different. Sometimes they might need four steps. Sometimes they may need five. Every person is different. So that's why my coaching sessions are based on bio-individuality, which means that no two people are alike. So what we talk about in your session, Mama Char, we may not talk about in the next client session. So based on what we uncover through our strategy session is the number of steps that we would use. But the most critical steps that we will use are nutrition, exercise, attitude, and lifestyle, and that's Neil. Those are giving. And so
those are that important.
Yes, very, very important. Nutrition is a given. We cannot avoid nutrition. We cannot avoid exercise. We cannot avoid your attitude, and we cannot avoid your lifestyle because it all work together. If those four key elements are in balance, then you can live happy ever after, I promise you.
I'm so glad you said that. You know, because I've been working on my outside and my inside since I lost my husband almost 4 years ago.
Sorry.
The focus has been, well, no, it's okay. You know, everything works out the way it's supposed to work out. And so I had to learn how to reinvent and connect with myself because I gave of myself 42 years,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I'm so glad to hear about the nutrition part. Really, I am, because that's one part I'm not going to lie to you. I have failed on. I've been working on the spiritual person, and I'm happy with that. I have lost weight, but I lost
mm-hmm.
weight eating low protein. I lost weight going to the Disloser Resort and pushing myself 7 hours a day for 7 days, which we know is
mm-hmm.
not real, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I've lost my weight. I have not lost it nutritionally. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here thinking about some things that has happened in my recent days of this cold, that I would say allergies, cold, call it whatever you will. It's been hanging on now for 3 months. And so when you said nutritionally, my spirit self, which I told you I'm happy with, said, bingo. So thank you for that. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
So what we're going to do, I'm going to get let my whistle a little bit. I'm going to put on our new song. It's called Menopause Blues. It's really cool. Jill Miller is a country and Christian singer-songwriter, and I follow her. She is such a joy. And she has this little thing. She was going to menopause, and so she wrote this little ditty. So I'm going to take a break. We're going to listen to Jill Miller's Menopause Blues. And then after the break, I want to talk to you more about these programs that you
sure.
have.
Yes, ma'am.
And then and we'll get more in-depth about that, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right, sweetheart. Go pee and witch whistle, and I'll be right back.
All righty.
All right, guys, enjoy Menopause Blues.
She's trying hard to handle things gracefully as her body keeps surrendering to gravity. Your light growing in the strangest places. It's getting real hard to be bodacious. Another pair of jeans for the don't fit pile. Her sweats are getting more and more versatile. 'Cause you can dress them up, you can dress them down. They feel real good and her waist ain't bound. Well, girl, I'm bringing the hard to deal with her swinging moves. Some
day she's just got a real bad attitude. She says, I blame it on the devil, but I know it's me. Am I slowly losing my sanity? And hot flashes, Lord, leave her soaking wet. She cries, give me estrogen or give me death. And I think I die for a full night's sleep. I'm heading down the hall before the plumbing leaves. Well, girl, I'm bringing the wine, 'cause this was busting time. Let's raise a glass or two. It's the least we can do. It's the only way through.
All right. And you're in the right place because we've got Renee Roten with us today, who talks about how to beat those hot flashes, mood swings, night sweats, and brain fog. By the way, go over to her website, hormonesbalancednaturally.com. She has a free gift, how to put a stop to hot flashes, mood swings, night sweats, and brain fog. Are you back with me, baby girl?
Yes, Mama Char, I am here with you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we kind of briefly talked about one of your programs, Neil, before the music break, but could you give us a little Reader's Digest version on the programs you offer?
Yes. As I mentioned earlier, the 28 Jumpstart to Neil, which deals with nutrition, exercise, attitude, and lifestyle, is basically an introductory course on how to live a healthier lifestyle. And, you know, you can find more information about that on my website, but it basically what I do, it's an online program, and you can take advantage of that by doing it in the comfort of your own home. And it talks about in-depth nutrition ingredients that you find in packaged foods, why this nutrient is good for you. So it's kind of a, like I said, a jump start. It is a jump start to Neil. And the second program I have is a one-on-one coaching with me, where you sign up for a minimum of 6 months. We work together and we determine what your need is, what area of your life are you lacking in, where do you need help with your health and well-being. And the third program I have is the 90-day private intensive. This is where things could get a little hairy, a little tense, because the things that I work with each client on, the requirements are very stringent. These are those who are really trying to push, say, like somebody's trying to lose weight for a wedding that's coming up, or if they have a goal that they want to meet or something like this. This is why this is the 90-day private intensive. So we go into some real deep, deep sessions, weekly sessions. These are weekly sessions as opposed to bi-weekly with my one-on-ones. And you can learn a little bit more about that as well by visiting my website, as Mama Char said, at www.hormonesbalancednaturally.com.
Okay, now let me ask you something here off the cuff, what I was thinking about. All right, you had mentioned that you have an audio program.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the audio program?
This is a program, if you, as opposed to one-on-one coaching, it's a program where you can do online. You can sit in the comfort of your own home, and you can listen to. There are six audios that you listen to. There's an introduction audio, and then there's audios 1 through 4 that talks about nutrition. Audio 2 or 3 is exercise, and then 4 is attitude, and then the other is lifestyle, and then there's a closure. So me personally, I've done a lot of online programs in the comfort of my own home, you know, where I'm not rushed and I can just replay over and over and over until I really get it. So this is why I decided to go ahead and create and design this online program for many that may not be able to leave their homes. You know, there are those out there that may not could leave their homes for whatever reason, whether it's medical or other reasons. So I was thinking about the audience per se and not so much about the norm, who those of us that can get out on a regular basis. So this is why I wanted to create that that initial program.
Awesome. Well, now, is that the NEAL program?
Yes, ma'am. That's the NEAL.
That is the NEAL program. Okay, the audio program is the NEAL program.
Yes.
Perfect. And I agree with you. I live in rural northeast Oklahoma, so my nearest grocery store is 25 miles away. You know, so I do all of my stuff online. And then if I'm really into the program, if they have a conference or something, I get out to that. But I agree. And I too learn better whenever I can replay and replay and replay. So if you had just one nugget to share with someone out there that is struggling with not just hormonal imbalances, but poor nutrition,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them?
Here's what I'd like to say. I'd say take some time and determine what is out of balance in your life first, whether it's your nutrition, whether it's if you're dealing with health issues, 9 times out of 10, it's something that you're lacking, whether it's a vitamin, a mineral, or a nutrient, something you're lacking. So I would say sit down, determine what it is that's out of balance in your life. Is it your work? Is it your nutrition? Is it your health? Is it your family? Once you determine that, and if you determine it's your health, start by writing a wellness vision for yourself. Whatever that wellness vision. If you want to lose 50 pounds in 3 months, write it down. If you want to look slim and trim in your 50s like you did when you were in your 20s, write it down. Nothing is too far-fetched. If I can do it, you can do it too. That's why
I love that. And you,
yeah,
I actually have a thing. I want a TV show, right? I have Post-its all over my house that says, "If God did it for Oprah, He will do it for me."
Absolutely, absolutely. Think positive, believe, and achieve it. Think, believe, and achieve.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ask, believe, receive. That's what God said.
And
you know?
Yes.
All right, so we know that we can find you on hormonesbalancednaturally.com. Are you on social media anywhere?
I am in the middle of getting my social media. It's undergoing some construction right now because I have my old site on like Facebook and Twitter. And so I'm in the process of right now of undergoing some construction. And as soon as that's up, I will send out a message. But for now, everything on my website is up to date and moving.
Awesome. And we know that we can find your book, 7 Steps to Complete Wellness, Secrets to Looking Good and Feeling Great Beyond 50, on your website, but we can also find it on Amazon, correct?
Yes, ma'am. There are 2 places. You can find it on my website or you can find it on Amazon. Yes, absolutely.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I'm so glad that you chose to be a guest today. Is there anything else you would like to add? You've got time.
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for having me on your show, Mama Char. I really appreciate it because this message is very important, and I'm trying to get the word out to the world. And I'm on a mission to do that. And not only is my audience women, but I know that there are men out there who need my services as well because I have been approached by guys. So, guys, if you're on the line and listening, we're not leaving you out because you need to be in balance as well, along with your spouses, your significant others. So I want to say, if we don't have our health, we cannot do anything. We cannot get that next VP job. We cannot get that next business that we want. We cannot see our grandchildren. We cannot do those things. We can't go skiing. We can't go swimming. If our health is out of balance, then it's going to continue to decline. And guess what? We're not happy and we can't do anything. So the bottom line is, let's get in balance with nutrition, exercise, attitude, and lifestyle. All four key elements play a critical role in how we achieve the things that we need to achieve in life.
I want to shout, woohoo! I'm so glad I found you, baby girl. I'm so glad we're B-Schoolers. We're, you know, high five to Marie Forleo and her group that she has created, you know, changed my life. I know it's changed everyone's life. So thank you again for being with me today. And I promise you I will look into your programs, and I'm going to eat healthier just because of you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mama Char. And to your healthy awakening, Renee Roten here, Integrative Nutrition.
Woo-hoo!
Health. Yay!
Thank you, baby girl. Be blessed.
Be blessed. Take care. Bye-bye.
There y'all have it. Renee Roten. Y'all go check her out. I mean, really, truly, I ain't kidding. I hadn't really thought about all the nutrition, you know, deficits that I've been creating through these last 3 years of losing my weight. I'm just really more concentrating on getting on the scale and it being less than my pants, you know, being able to pull them down without unzipping them, that kind of stuff. I really never thought about the nutrition part, but I do believe God has a purpose for everybody, and that's why he sent baby girl Renee. We booked this, I think, back in February for this day, and this day I'm going on round two of a head cold, and I was just telling my son yesterday morning, I have to agree, I think it's the outside, because I think it's allergies, but after listening to this and researching Renee's credentials and her story, because, you know, I don't promote anything I don't believe in. If I don't believe in it, it's like going on Mama Char's house. That's all there's to it. And when I got to looking at what she was saying, it's like, oh, yeah. So I am definitely going to start eating a more balanced meal because of her. And I was going to do an Ask Mama Char today, but it was kind of a bummer, a downer, and I didn't want to be a downer today, so I'm going to choose another one later. But I did want to say high five to Hoda from the Today Show. My son called me yesterday and said, hey, did you see the Today Show? Hoda does five things to create happiness, and that's very ironic. I just led, for the second time, a group of 300 and plus people from 30 countries. We did a 30-day challenge, and we did those five things for 30 days, and I can tell you that the results were off the chart. I was more surprised. I did this in April, and the results were so good, I'm thinking, oh, they're lying. They're just trying to smooth me. They don't want to hurt my feelings and say, no, this is all a crock. And I got them all from Sean Aker, you know, his book. He said if you do one of these five things every day in 30 days and 20 days. So we did all five, which is gratitude, three things you're grateful for every day. Send a thank you note to someone who inspires you every day. Move for 15 minutes. Meditate for 5 minutes. And say something groovy about the day before. It works, y'all. So if you do anything this week, I would encourage you to find gratitude in your life because it's all around us. So I love you guys. Thanks for coming to the Early Morning Vision episode of Mama Char. Y'all remember to love your neighbor as yourself and play nice. I love you guys. Be blessed.